Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Samford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Rowland, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
So Noah builds this ark and brings his family and a few, and they are saved from a great flood. And we see early on in the second reading how it is that Christians reinterpret this act of God. No longer just washing all the evil away and saving a few, but a reminder of our baptism and how that baptism washes away our sin, but does so much more. Not only is that sin washed away, but we are entering into a relationship with God, very much like the promise he makes to us in that rainbow in the sky. A promise that is a covenant who basically says he is with us, that he will love us, and that he will find various ways other than destroying us to bring us around. If you think about it, that's very nice of him. I was sharing my ideas in regards to God's mercy with some students. We were talking about rain. I point out, I am so glad God gives us rain in drops rather than one giant sheet. We would design our houses differently, wouldn't we? God is merciful and constantly seems to be waiting for us to get it. God is merciful, constantly giving us the extra time we need, giving us influence in our lives by wonderful people, inspiring us in word, in song, in so many activities, and wants us to turn our lives around. And yet, so often we don't. We don't take the time to pray, we don't take the time to turn our lives around, we don't take the time to do some extra good for somebody else. There are times in which we still can be selfish and self-centered. There are times in which we only have time for ourselves. And yet God is so merciful. As Jesus enters into the desert, right after his baptism, in which he was promised that, "Behold my Son in whom I'm well pleased," in which we were modeled how it is that we are to be. We still get this new invitation, this Lenten invitation of 40 days in which we enter into this wilderness time to maybe get it right, to maybe take the time that we have neglected to put our life in order, to get our priorities straight, to know what is really important, and to not put it off any longer. When you were baptized, you were made a child of God. And in that holds a promise of God being there for you, a promise in which he will give you the grace you need, a promise in which he wants to work through you to change this world, to make it a better place. Will you say yes to that promise? Will you awaken within you the baptism that was given, the graces that are there, Too often we look at this time of Lent as if we're striving for something that's so far out of our reach, that we're striving for holiness as if we would never get there, as if it's a goal so far removed that the kingdom of God is not at hand. But I assure you, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is now. You do not need to run. You do not need to seek. You do not need to knock. It's already here. It is within you, within your baptism, and within yours to give to others, if you would be so willing. So this Lent, I invite you to embrace the waters that flowed over you at baptism. Last week we heard from a student. Today we hear from one of our staff members who has been part of this community for how long now? She lost count. But I invite you to open your ears and your heart to the reflections of Teresa Plain.
So Jesus was baptized. And the next thing he gets is demons and dust. That was the Holy Spirit's gifts to him immediately following his baptism. Demons and dust. Scrubby bushes with thorns on them. Questionable water sources. And rocks. If you've ever been in the Middle East, there are lots of rocks. And the wild beasts howling and circling at night, thinking perhaps that they had found an easy prey. Not for one night, or two, or three, but 40 times the rising and the falling of the sun, burning by day and frigid by night. One rotation for each year the Israelites wandered in that dust, trudging along, caught between slavery and freedom. Ekbalion, that's the word in the Greek in the scriptures. Ekbalion means driven out. Jesus was driven out to the desert and the demons. And the same word is used later in the gospel when Jesus drives the demons from the possessed. It's a force with great power, Ekbalion. Jesus is forced to confront the demons. And I wondered, do they come at night in the black cold? Or the heat of the day when thirst is pervasive? Is it one voice or many? Soft, seductive, wheedling, or manic with terror-inducing decibels? Are they hallucinations, realities, or both? Why didn't Jesus succumb to the madness of the desert, to the dust and the demonic temptations? Why is it that Jesus walked out of that place of torture after 40 days more clear-headed than when he'd been driven in? The easy answer, of course, is that he was the Son of God. But there's another answer, because in the midst of that choking dust and the demons' chaos, there was also grace. The scriptures say, and the angels waited on him. The angels of God that were sent to bring hope. Because even for Jesus, without hope, everything crumbles. And all the good intentions fall easily prey to temptations of instant rewards, power, and fame. Jesus walked out proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, and he healed people. And those actions were deeply rooted in the hope and the promise of salvation, in the knowledge that, yes, he was loved by God. How will we walk out? Jesus' desert trials may be unique because he was the Son of God. But as Father Daniel said, we're all children of God. We're all sons of God. We're all daughters of God. We have our own deserts and our own demons. How do we walk out and proclaim the good news of the kingdom to a world polluted by the dust of the Auschwitz furnaces, to a world haunted by the dust of the collapsing Twin Towers, to a world parched by the dust of drought and famine? How do we walk out? How do we walk out if we're afraid to walk in? Shutting out the grit of the desert shuts out the spirit. What do we learn? How do we grow? How do we understand anyone else if everything in our life is always fine? If we're always comfortable? If we know all the answers to the tests? Deserts come in all shapes and sizes. And for more times than I care to count, I've made a trip up to the Juvenile Hall Center in San Leandro. I don't like doing this. In fact, I hate it. I hate 880 and the traffic. And I don't like the time that it takes away from the only day off I get out of the week. But more than that, there's a sense of profound sadness in that facility, of young lives being wasted. I don't like staring in the faces of all of the living statistical data on incarcerated racial populations. Every time, all the faces are brown and black. I go there because there's someone that I deeply care about who's locked behind those doors. And there's only one name on his card of allowed visitors. My name. And I've learned that my job is to show up. I may not like the system, I may not like the place, I can't do much about that. My job is to show up. But I've also learned in being forced into this place that I never would have imagined myself going, that When I go there, there's a gift of hope. Because that hope enlightens my world. And the hope that I bring keeps this young man's demons at bay for another week until I go again. And somehow the kingdom comes a little bit closer in both of our lives. There are deserts of all kinds. Many of you are walking through them now. Where will the Spirit of God compel you to go? What gifts, what grace are given for your baptismal affirmation? You can ask for courage, and you should. You can ask for wisdom, and you should. But know this. Know that the angels of God are never far from you. Ekbalion. It's Lent. Ekbalion, go forth. For the kingdom of God is at hand.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.